الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحلال بين والحرام بين وما بينهما أمور مشتبهات وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزول قدما ابن آدم يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن خمس عن أمره فيما أفناه وعن شبابه فيما أبلاه وعن ماله من أين اكتسب وفيما أنفق وماذا عمل فيما علم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أكل طيبا وعمل في سنة وأمن الناس بوائقه دخل الجنة إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد في أول كلامنا وصل على محمد في أوسط كلامنا وصل على محمد في آخر كلامنا جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين
Respected and honorable ulama, beloved elders, fellow friends, and the young flowers of the Muslim Ummah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so beautifully in the Holy Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا That if a human being tries to count the blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, لَا تُحْصُوهَا The end result will be that doesn't matter how much he counts and how much times he counts the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا تحصوها. The bottom line is he will not be able to count the blessings and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From amongst those blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us is the blessing of wealth. Everyone who is here has so much wealth that none of us listening to this will be from amongst those who are entitled to receive zakat. So this itself is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And upon this we say Alhamdulillah. Because in regards to money and wealth, Allah Rabbul Izzat does not stop us at any juncture to say earn this much and then stop. Nor does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place a cap on the amount of money that we earn. If anything, Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions in the Holy Quran, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. When talking about wealth and money, Allah Rabbul Izzat refers to wealth as khayr, as goodness. That if a person earns in the correct manner, and he earns a halal income, then for him this will be a means of goodness. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, poverty is something that can lead an individual to kufr. Poverty and being a person who does not have wealth, by spreading your hand to many people, this could be a means and a result of a person losing his iman. And we see this, that due to the lack of wealth and due to lack of provisions, people are ready to sell their iman. People are ready to forego and forsake Islam and iman just for the sake of a few coins. Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions in the Holy Quran, and he says to the Peygambers and to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, ke O Prophets, ya ayyuha rusul, kulu min at-tayyibat, that your earning and your eating needs to be tayyib and halal. Whatever you consume, whether that be food or whatever you earn in terms of monetary wealth, that needs to be of a pure and 100% halal income. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further explains this in a hadith, that al-halalu bayyin, wal-haramu bayyin, wa baynahuma umuru mushtabihat. That an individual in this world, for him, halal is clear cut, and also haram is clear cut, and between them are matters which are ambiguous. So stay away from haram as well as those things which are ambiguous, and only go on to those which are halal and halal only. Allah Rabbul Izzat in this Quranic verse which I recited before you says to the Prophets, ke eat and consume and earn halal. As a result of that, wa'amalu saliha. By earning halal and eating halal, an individual will be able to act and do acts of worship. Wa'amalu saliha. Giving a lesson to us all, that if we consume halal and if we earn halal, only then will there be barakah and blessing in everything that we do. یہ دونوں کا جوڑ اللہ رب العزت نے اس طرح رکھا ہے کہ جو آدمی حلال غذا کھائے گا اور حلال کمائی کا انتظام کرے گا, ان دونوں کی برکت سے اللہ رب العزت اس کو عبادت کے اندر مزہ نصیب فرمائیں گے. Through which you will get barakah and blessing in your عبادت and your worship. At another juncture اللہ رب العزت mentions کہ یا ایوہ الذین آمنوا, او you who believe, كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, but eat and consume from the halal of what we have given you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a very profound hadith that on the day of judgment, what will that state and that situation be? كَ لَا تَزُولُ قَدَمَا إِبْنُ آدَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلُ عَنْ خَمْسِ. That on the day of judgment, after mankind has gone through the episodes of the grave and beyond, and he is ready to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mankind's feet will not move on that day until he is questioned about five things. لا تزول قدم ابن آدم يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن خمس.
He will be asked five questions. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him about his life and how he spent it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the second occasion will say to him, tell me about your youth and how you passed your youth. So the first question in regards to his entire life, his second question regarding his youth, and then the third and the fourth question, two questions regarding his earnings. وَعَنْ مَالِهِ. Allah will question an individual about his wealth. وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اِكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِي مَا أَنْفَقْ. کہاں سے کمایا اور کہاں پہ اس کو خرچ کیا. Where did you earn this wealth from and where did you then spend this wealth? Allah Rabbul Izzat showing the magnitude and the importance of earning halal. On the day of judgment will ask two questions regarding wealth. And then on the fifth occasion, Allah Rabbul Izzat will ask, وَمَاذَا عَمِلَ فِيمَا عَلِمَ. Upon everything that you knew, how much amal did you do? Upon this, it's a moment for us all to pause and think. That on one side, if Allah Rabbul Izzat is saying that there is no harm in accumulating and amassing wealth, and then there are so many questions regarding wealth, where is the middle ground? Where can a person be in such a situation where through his wealth he acquires and gains the happiness and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Regarding this, it's mentioned regarding Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that upon occasion he had a servant, and the servant was one whom he would keep and say that you can carry on doing whatever amal and actions you want. You work. And at the end of your work cycle, this is the amount of money I want you to give to me. So they would have a number of servants and slaves. And they would allow them to work. But by the end of it, they would say, give me this much wealth and you can continue to do so. Upon occasion, this individual comes to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and he gives him some food. And he says, this is what I earned throughout the day and this is why I am passing on to you now. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, imagine the individual whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had so much muhabbat and love with, the very same individual who became the Khalifa after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise. He was going through a period and a long time of hunger. He says, as soon as he saw this food, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu consumed one morsel. एक लुकमा उसमें से खा लिया जिस Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kufa, any ruler came into Kufa and they were such that they were also zalim and oppressors, then what would they do? They had heard that there was a group of people in Kufa who are mustajab al-da'wat, that as soon as they were to lift their hands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept their dua. Hajjaj bin Yusuf, who was this great, great tyrant, he heard of this, that there is a very dangerous group of people in Kufa, that if they were to make dua against me and they were to do bad dua for me, then I would lose my kingship. So unhone kya kiya bhai? Unhone in sab is giroh ka, is group ki daawat ki. He called them all towards eating and he said, ke come, I am inviting you towards a daawat. After consuming the food, he said to the people, ke main ab unki baddua se mahfooz ho gaya. That doesn't matter how.
Thank you.
halal, but that one-tenth, 10% is impermissible, then so long as he wears that clothing, his namaz will not even be accepted. This was their level of piety. Hazrat Imam Abu dirhams that were coming to me, I am ready to forego and give that away as well. And he says to his father ke mujhe to ab professional nahi banna hai, mujhe to school nahi jana hai, I want to become an alim, I want. Father said to him, you can do that at a later stage, now is the moment and the stage for you to study secular knowledge. Upon hearing this, he said, you can do whatever you want, main nahi jaunga. His father even hit him and beat him for this. Unki pitai bhi ki yahan tak ke Hazrat wala ke paas le gaye. And he said to Hazrat Khangi rahmatullah alayhi ki کہ میرے بچے کو کچھ نصیحت کرو. ایڈوائز مائی سن, ہی وانٹس ٹو اسٹاپ اسٹڈیئنگ سیکولر ایجوکیشن اینڈ ہی وانٹس ٹو بیکم این عالم. حضرت تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سیڈ ٹو ہم کہ بھائی اس کے اوپر تو آپ کو خوش ہونا چاہیے. دس از سم تھنگ دیٹ یو شوڈ بی پراؤڈ اینڈ ہیپی اباؤٹ دیٹ دس چائلڈ ہی ہمسیلف از پورٹریئنگ دس وش اینڈ دس ڈیزائر ٹو بیکم این عالم. He says from that moment onwards he went and studied. The moment and the episode that I want to narrate to you is regarding the father himself. So he says from that moment all the way until his death, he himself is a police commissioner of that time. He calls his children at the time of his demise and he says ke mere beto meri ek do akhiri baat sun lo. That before I go and leave this world, listen to what I have to say to you. He says, you have not become what you have become on the basis of your own actions. From the moment that I turned 16 years old until now, whether that be in traveling or whether that be at home, whatever my situation from the age of 16 until now on my deathbed, I have not even missed one tahajjud. Kabhi meri tahajjud naza nahi hui. Number one, police commissioner hone ke bawajood rozana mera mamool tha ke 80,000 martaba Allah Rabbul Izzat ke naam ka wird karta tha main. That daily I used to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 80,000 times. And the final thing that he mentioned, آپ کی پیدائش سے, from the moment that you were born until I had ownership of you, کبھی بھی میں نے آپ کے منہ میں حرام لکما نہیں جانے دیا. I have never let a haram morsel enter into your mouth, through which the barakat of that we saw after the demise of Hazrat Maulana Badr Alam Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. This was the level of their taqwa, this was the state of their cautiousness when it came to earning and consuming. And brothers and elders, finally finishing, we will see that in our life, if you want to turn away from haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of halal for us. Ali ibn al-Madini rahmatullahi alayhi was a great scholar. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, he narrates his ahadith numerous times in Sahih Bukhari. It's mentioned regarding him that he says ke upon the demise of my father, it was the month of Ramadan and it was the 27th night of Ramadan, and I went out into the Qabristan praying for my father ke mere walid sahab ka intiqal ho gaya tha aur maine socha ke Quran padh ke mere walid sahab ko bakhsh do. So I went out into the Qabristan and I started to pray Quran. He says next to my father's grave I hear voices of punishment. I hear voices of punishment and somebody is screaming and wailing. He says, when it came to the morning, I inquired whose was that grave. So the people said that it was the grave of such and such a person. When I looked into the life of that individual, I saw that he was a person who would pray in the first saf. He was an individual who not missed one salah. He never even missed on one salah. He continued to pray all his life. He continued to look after others. Then what was it, and on the basis of what was he being punished in the afterlife? He says, when I dug further, I came to realize, Allahu Akbar, I came to realize that after all his life and upon the moment of his death, he never had any children. So his entire wealth he used in a business which was accrued on interest. Through the basis of this, he was being punished even in his grave. Whosoever consumes interest, then the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it is as though he has been ready to fight with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the level of taqwa that some of the individuals have. And on the other side, you have these individuals who are being punished in their grave due to their haram income. Upon, just to conclude, If we leave haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open doors of halal for us. Agar kisi ne ye niyat kar li ki mujhe mortgage ka paisa nahi khana hai, khuda ki qasam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aapke liye halal ke darwaze khol denge. If an individual makes an intention that he wants to live a life of impermissibility, of haram, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open doors of halal for him. Look in the example of the muhajirin. They left their entire home and family and wealth and everything. They left their hometown of Makkah and then they did hijrah towards Medina. Leaving whatever was beloved to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the title of radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Look at Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, he was enticed by the woman to call him towards evil. But he ran the other way. The doors were locked. But because he had this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if I leave what is impermissible, Allah Rabbul Izzat will open doors of halal for me. So doors that were locked from outside, Allah Rabbul Izzat opened the doors for him. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, when he hears that he has missed his Asr Salah due to him inspecting his horses, upon occasion, he was inspecting the horses that he had and due to which his Asr Salah became Qadha. He then performed his Asr Salah and he said to his people, call back all these horses. What does he do? He kills off all his horses one by one. Through the fervor of his Iman, Allah Rabbul Izzat blesses him with such a kingdom that even today we remember the kingdom of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And finally, the episode of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the time of Hajjatul Wada when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving a sermon and he says, O people, bear witness that whatever money that you have accrued and gathered through haram and through interest, I have today totally made that impermissible in Qutbatul Wada. And he says, I stopped that from my own family. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, he had given people sums and sums of money. And he said, you will give me that amount of money back based on this much interest. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the announcement that from today interest is haram. So log Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu ke paas door kar bhaage. And then he said to them, oh Abbas, aapke bhatije ne aapko halak kar diya. That your nephew has totally killed you off today. Upon finding out what was the issue, he said, whatever money that you had gathered based on the interest, your nephew has made the announcement today that interest is haram. And whatever money is gathered from interest is also haram. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu says, forget the interest. Maine to rasul maal bhi maaf kar diya. Forget the interest. Whatever money people owed to me, even that I have forgiven. Through the barakat and blessing of that day, the Khilafat of the Abbasid Caliphate is even known till today. Aaj tak hum Khilafat Abbasi ka naam sunte hain. And then the scholars say that what was the barakat and the blessing of that? None other than this remark of Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, ke when I have heard from my nephew that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made interest impermissible and haram, then I am ready to forego. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to live a life of halal. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to consume halal, to earn halal, to eat halal, and totally shun away and be very cautious in matters regarding to haram and halal. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to maximize these moments that are left behind of Ramadan al-Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to turn to Him before it's too late. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun alal mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimeen.